Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Jeremiah said this, Friday night, I'm going to read you a verse out of Jeremiah. You don't have to turn. Miss Stephanie will put it on the screen, but Friday evening, Leslie and I met with a couple, and afterwards the Lord just really brought this verse back to my mind. And really all night, Friday night, I just kept meditating on it, chewing on it, if you know what I'm saying. I couldn't get away from it. All day yesterday, I just couldn't get away from it. All night last night, listen to what he said in Jeremiah chapter number 20. Then I said, I will not make mention of him nor speak any more in his name. Jeremiah said, I'm at a place in my life where I'm just going to quit. Are you hearing me? I'm just at a place where Jeremiah says, I'm just at a place that I'm going to throw in the towel. Matter of fact, when you come to chapter number 20, he's probably 30 years in the ministry, 30 years in preaching. And he says this, I'm just going to throw in the towel. I just can't go anymore. I just can't keep going. But here's what he said, but his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing and I could not stay. You know what Jeremiah said? Jeremiah said, yes, I feel like quitting. Yes, I feel like throwing in the towel. Matter of fact, whenever you study Jeremiah out, let me just give you a couple of things. His family was against him in chapter number 12. His hometown was against him in chapter 11. Jerusalem within itself was against him. The religious leaders were against him. The government leaders were against him. The kings were against him. In verse number 7, he felt deceived. Matter of fact, listen to what he said. He said, oh Lord, thou hast deceived me. Jeremiah felt like God had done him wrong. You know what we say so many times? Boy, Jeremiah was wrong in saying that. But if we're real honest within ourselves, church, there's been times in our life where we look back and Brother Kevin, we said, God, are you really doing me right now? Is this really the way it's supposed to go? He felt deceived. He felt discouraged in verse number 7. He felt despised in verse number 7. He felt defeated in verse number 7. All of that's right there in verse number 7. And boy, how many times has there been that day in our life where we thought within ourselves, my family don't love me, nobody cares about me, I'm trying to serve God, and everything's going backwards. I think I'll just quit. I think I'll just throw in the towel. I think I'll never go back to church again. I think I'll never open my Bible again. I think I'll never stand and preach again. Nobody cares anyway. You say, well, preacher, you're in left field. No, I'm hitting a grand slam if he was real honest, because we've all been there at some point in our life. We've left church and thought, I'll never go back to church. If you're a preacher, you've walked out of the pulpit and said, I'll never go back to the pulpit. If you're a musician, you've walked away from the instrument and said, I'll never play again. But there was something inside of us. You see, we're still sitting here today. We're still going today. We're still serving today. And what did Jeremiah say? Jeremiah said this. He said this, his word was in me. Brother Matt, I just got hung up on that word right there. He said there's something about his word. There's just something about the word. My mind immediately went to John chapter number 1 in verse number 1, where the Bible said, in the beginning was the Word, And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He goes on down to verse 14 and said, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. You see, here's what kept Jeremiah going. It wasn't the circumstances that surrounded him. It wasn't the crowd that was around him. It wasn't the valley that he was in. It wasn't that his family had forsaken him and everybody else had. Here's what kept Jeremiah going. He said, the Word of God. What is the Word of God? It's God Himself. What keeps me going is not you. What keeps me going is not my family. What keeps me going? It's God today that keeps me going. So I thought about this. What kept him going? The presence of the Word. The presence of the Word. He said it was in my bones, the presence of the Word. I thought about this. He couldn't escape the Word. He couldn't get away from the Word. He said, it's here. It's in me. It's shut up inside of me. Can I just say something to you today? I'm glad that we can't get away from His presence today. I'm glad no matter where we go, He is there. Matter of fact, the psalmist said, if I made my bed in hell, He's there. If I ascend up into the heavens, He is there. Thank God the presence of God is always with us. I thought about this. He said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. He said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Listen to what he said in Hebrews 13. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. The world may turn against us. Our family may turn against us. It may seem that everything has turned against us. And we don't know which way to go. I'm glad standing somewhere, honey. In the shadows you'll find Jesus. It's the presence of God that keeps me going. There was the presence of the Word. There's not only the presence of the Word. I thought about this. There was the passion for the Word. There was the passion for the Word. He said, but His Word was in my heart as a burning fire. That word burning right there, it means consumed. You know what he said? He consumes my life. Can I just say it that way? In other words, he says this, I've got a love for the Word. I have a love for the Word. Oh, but I have a love for the Word because God is the Word. Let me tell you, the reason we keep going, it's not because we loved Him first, but it's because He loved us first. It's because He looked down through the scope of time and saw who we would be, what we would be, what we would face, everything we would do wrong, everything we would do right, every time we would fail Him, every time we'd miss the mark. And yet, yet He was still willing to love us. He was still willing to give His life for us. He was still willing to woo us to Him. I tell you what keeps me going when I feel like quitting. I've got a love for Him. And because I love Him, I don't want to miss the mark. I don't want to throw in the towel. I don't want to quit. Why? It's not just because I love you. But more than that, I love Him. He's been too good. He's blessed me too much. He's brought me too far. He's really good. And that's the reason. There was a passion, man, for the Word. There was a love. Boy, there was a love for Him. He's been too good. Hear me. He's never done me wrong. Can I say it again? He's never done me wrong. Man will disappoint you and man will let you down. But He's never done me wrong, honey. Oh, no. He's never, never done me wrong. There was a passion. But then I thought about this. There was the power in the Word. There was the presence of the Word, the passion for the Word. But there was a power in the Word. He said, it was a burning fire shut up in my bones. In other words, he was saying this. There was a power inside of me that I just can't explain. Let me tell you the reason. Let me tell you the reason you're still standing today. Because the power of the Word. That's why. It's not in ourself. Brother Ted, if it's in myself, I wouldn't be standing here today. If it's in myself, I'd have quit a long time ago. But I'm going to tell you something. It's not in me, Brother Josh. The day I got saved, there's something a whole lot bigger than me moved on the inside of me. Amen. He's in me, and it's the power in the Word. Can I just ask you a question today? I'm right now done, but can I ask you a question today? Did you walk in here and just the backside of your mind? We question sometimes. Lord, should I even continue? I'll never forget. Years ago, I called my dad and I said, I got to talk to you. And he said, okay. And I went and talked to him, and this is what I told him. I said, I'm done. I'm not preaching no more. I'm not going to church anymore. I quit. And can I just say something right here? If you look at people, you'll quit. You'll quit. The devil will get you focused on one or two, Brother Lloyd, that stays disgruntled all the time. And it don't matter what you do, they ain't never going to be happy, and church ain't never going to be good enough. And he'll get you focused on him, Brother Ted, and you'll forget about the other 200 sitting here that's going, preacher, let's do something. Are you with me? That's applicable to any aspect in your life. There's always going to be one or two that's just negative all the time. I told Daddy, I said, I'm done. I said, I quit. Brother Elijah, I thought he'd give me some big discourse of why I shouldn't quit and give me several verses. And Miss Teresa, I thought he was just going to really help me. And here's what he said. Brother Johnny looked at me and he said, well, quit. And I thought, well, some pastor you are. I was being honest. You know, some dads you are. Here's your son that you prayed for that God would save him. And then whenever he got out of God's will after he got saved, you prayed that God would get his heart right with you and call him to preach. And he's done that. And he's ready to quit. And you just say quit. Wow. I stood up. I looked at him and I said, do what? He said, if you can, then quit. I said, okay. I got in my car. He lived on Faith Lane at the time. I got in my car. I drove out by them old Bradford pear trees at the end of the driveway and turned right. And I got right to the property line. And I stopped, put that old car over in reverse and let out of the clutch and back up a hill. I walked back inside Daddy's little office there in his house. And I said, I just can't do it, Daddy. Let me tell you the reason why. Because there's something inside of me. And the day I got saved, yeah, there's been some hard days. Yeah, there's been some days that I didn't understand everything. There's been some days that she sung, Miss Courtney, that the Holy Spirit just had to talk for me. But boy, there's something inside of me. And can I say something to you this morning? What you ought to do is simply this. You ought to just find your place in an altar this morning. And say, God, I know the altar is already filled up once, but you ought to find your place in an altar this morning. Say, God, with your help, I'm going to finish this thing, and I'm going to finish it right. He's been too good. Jeremiah said his word is what kept me from quitting. You hear me tell you what keeps me from quitting? It's him. It's him this morning. It's him. It's him. Hey, he's the one that woke me up this morning. He's the one that put breath in my lungs this morning. He's the one that gave me a mind to think with today. He's the one that woke my babies up this morning. He's the one that let my babies sing in the choir. One play an instrument and one over in youth church. He's the one that done all that this morning. It ain't me. He's the one that put the church here. He's the one that filled the church up. He's the one that gave me breath to preach today. It's all about him today. And if we'll just get back on Him, if we'll just get back on Him, if we'll just realize who He is, how good He is, in heaven they're saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, which was, which is, and is to come." They said He was holy back yonder. He's holy right now, and He'll be holy tomorrow if we'll just see Him for who He is. You say, "Preacher, what helps you when you get anxious and you're down and you're out and you're discouraged?" We've all been there. You might as well holler amen. I just have to go to Him. I have to go to His Word. He said, when I started to quit, it's just something about His Word. Just something about Him. Boy, it's just something about Him. If we can just get to Him. If we can just get to Him. I thought about that lady with the issue of blood. She pressed through the crowd. She knew if she could just get to Him. She never even called Him by name. She just reached up and touched the hem of His garment. I thought about Zacchaeus. He went and climbed that tree. He said, if I can just get to Him. Peter, in the storm of his life, said, if I can just get to the Lord, I'm going to have to get out of the boat. I'm going to have to get out of my comfort zone. But if I can just get to Him, everything will be all right. If we can just get to Him, it'll all be all right.